Okay. All right. And next up for tradition 10, we have Robin.
Well, thank you for asking me to do this. It was an interesting study because originally, when I was asked, I was like, I don't know if I have 20 minutes on Tradition 10, but I'll certainly try. My name is Robin. I am a food addict, which means that I define my abstinence as being allergic to certain food substances. This is because I began my journey in OA in the fall of 1997. I achieved a healthy body size about 6 months later. And I've been a healthy body size ever since, which is a very odd experience because so many people who see me have no clue how crazy I am. In November of 2009, I actually broke my abstinence with substance rather than quantity, which is why I define myself as a food addict. It's really important that I stay away from the things that I'm allergic to. I have been through the steps several times, and I've actually actively engaged with Tradition 10. So let's talk about what it is and its implications for my practice within OA. Tradition 10 reads, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. At first glance, this isn't about me. This is about Overeaters Anonymous, which is this other thing. It's not about me. So the first thing to remind people of is this does not mean that you have to put down. I just realized I didn't start my timer. I hope somebody's timing me. I'll start it now. It doesn't mean you have to stop having convictions, ha stop having beliefs, stop having. I mean, we have examples in the Big Book of at least one gentleman who's spoken of if, after he got sober, he became a politician. I mean, we are from all walks. We certainly can have opinions. What this is about is how we interact when we come together as a meeting and as a fellowship. And this is because the most precious person in the rooms is either a newcomer or a relapse survivor who's coming in and wondering, who are these people? What are they about? And can they help me? And they may be turned off if we stake our ground on a particular, oh, I have a list. Well, first, let me say it impacts our lives not only in terms of what we talk about, but also in terms of what literature we sell and what literature we use in our meetings. I first encountered this. I'm doing an extended study of meditation books. I'm on my fourth year. I began with Voices of Recovery. Then I moved on to For Today. And then I did 24 hours a day from AA. And this year I'm doing daily reflections from AA. Next year I'm going to go back to Voices of Recovery. I was originally considering a Hazelden title as my fifth title, but then I read about Tradition 10 and I decided I was going to stick to the literature as it's defined within the program. That I'm not going to ask the people who read my work to step outside that universe and read something that is not conference approved. Though it is, there are many titles that many of us talk about between as individuals in terms of individual exchanges, but the literature that we display at the meeting and the literature that we use as part of our sharing should be limited to conference approved literature. That is Tradition 10. But it's also about the before the meeting and the after the meeting and during the meeting. There are a whole bunch of things that we really have to not discuss, not bring up. And if somebody brings it up, I'm inclined to say, I'm sorry, but I believe that's an outside issue. Smoking. We're all now virtual. I have seen at least one fellow who does smoke on screen. It's not my business, and it's not the business of the meeting to tell this person what they should or should not be doing in their own home. I might have personal opinions, but he's not my sponsee. outside help. Whether or not I have accepted outside help in the sense that my food plan is cared for and curated by and nurtured by a professional nutritionist. But when I qualify, I don't give people her name. When people have asked me personally for a recommendation, I've certainly given it because I honor this person's role in my life. But outside help, and I've had sponsees who have mental health diagnoses, and I'm always on to them. Are you taking, because outside help is certainly accepted as a need. But within the context of the meetings, I'm not going to talk about, okay, then you have to go out and get services. The decision to take medication. There's at least one story in the Big Book that made me wonder about medication. It's written by a doctor who had a pill problem and so decided that for himself, he had to abstain from taking pills. I take medication. I'm sure other people do. It's not something that is either a good or a bad or a recommendation or not a recommendation. It's like outside help. In the pandemic, whether or not to wear a mask. Again, we're not going to discuss this in the rooms. I've suggested to people that we not talk about the vaccine because there's two issues out there. One is the really messed up way, whether or not someone's able to get an appointment, but also whether or not someone chooses to be vaccinated. Politics. I do go to one meeting that actually has it in the format, reminding people that due to Tradition 10, we ask the political ideas not be discussed in the meeting room. I think that's about 4 years old or five. Certainly outside credentials. Caffeine is another one. I have my own choices I've made. And those of you who've heard me give a longer qualification know where I stand on that. But I'm not going to go to anybody and say, no. It's just a personal choice that people make. Why is this important? First, it's important for me as an individual to consider, to be careful about what I say even outside the rooms. I need to remember that there are many spaces where things of a political nature are not important, are not valuable to discuss. I came out of a meeting with my in-laws that I was a little sore in terms of it was very clear I had said something that didn't fly. And I regret that. And I need to remember, and I need to be careful in terms of discussing things of a political nature among people I'm not close to. But why is this important? I'm going to read an extended excerpt from the AA 12 and 12. And it's about the Washingtonian Society. The Washingtonian Society, a movement among alcoholics, which started in Baltimore a century ago, almost discovered the answer to alcoholism. So 100 years previously, they found what AA found. At first, the society was composed entirely of alcoholics trying to help one another. The early members foresaw that they should dedicate themselves to this sole aim. In many respects, the Washingtonians are akin to AA of today. Their membership passed the 100,000 mark. Had they been left to themselves and they had stuck to their one goal, they might have found the rest of the answer. But this didn't happen. Instead, the Washingtonians permitted politicians and reformers, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, to use the society for their own purposes. Abolition of slavery, for example, was a stormy political issue then. Soon, Washingtonian speakers violently and publicly took sides on this question. Maybe the society would have survived the abolition controversy, but it didn't have a chance from the moment it determined to reform America's drinking habits. When the Washingtonians became temperance crusaders, within a few years, they completely lost their effectiveness helping alcoholics. It collapsed because they got involved outside the room. They got involved. I mean, temperance sounds like it's a good fit, but temperance was a political movement. It's a political movement. You look at, eventually this country went to a constitutional amendment. So, but they got involved in that, and pretty soon they were not able to help the alcoholic. So this is a cautionary thing for people at all levels of OA to think about. First, what are we presenting in the room to the newcomer or to the person who's returning to the room? We need to not be talking about issues before the meeting and after the meeting that might be problematic for someone who is ready to run if they hear anything that, but also it's an encouragement for OA as a whole to not get involved. To not get involved in political movements, to not get involved in reform of food in this country, not get involved in those kinds of institutions. Let's just stick to the program. So what does this mean for me? It's important for me to remember when I come into meetings that I should be willing to say, I'm sorry, but that's an outside issue. What does it mean for me? I need to stick to the literature. And beyond that, I'm going to say thank you for asking me to meditate on Tradition 10. I think it's really interesting. And thank you for tolerating my I also have a passion for history. So finding the Washingtonians is like, yes, that proves the case, that this is real trouble if we cross that line. Thank you for listening.